You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Here. Now, you're going to hear me right now. If you have a back pain, only the back pain. Okay, how long have you been having the back pain?
Since June 29th.
Since June 29th, this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what happened? What caused the back pain?
A lady fell on top of me.
I interrupted what God was doing because I wanted to hear the testimony. But you see, God can either finish it while she's testing herself, or I'm just going to lay hands on her again. Let's see what's happening. I want you to do what you could not do before, because God told me to pray for you fast before I prayed for anybody, because tonight is your night. So I want you to check yourself. Do what you could not do before.
You deserve the glory and the honor.
Listen to this. Listen to what she just said. Why am I jumping? You gotta hear this. Tell us what happened.
All the back pain is gone, including my neck.
You are my.
So I believe in miracles.
Our Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracles in Vero Beach at the Heritage Center, 2140 14th Avenue, March the 16th, Saturday, 7 p.m., with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive.
Who God has used powerful to pray for the sick, and many have been set free. Blind eyes have opened in his meetings, deaf ears have heard, the cripple have walked, and many have been set free. It's free admission and free parking. For more information, go to powerevangelism.net.
People that are willing to risk will find favor before the Lord.
For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Hi, Brother Jason. How you doing?
Welcome to Aiken. I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. What are you expecting from the service tonight?
I want to see people get healed. I want to see blind eyes open, deaf ears open. I want to see something amazing happen. I expect it. And like the sign up there says, I'm going to receive it. I'm going to believe it. I believe I receive. And I can't wait. It's always exciting when you guys come to town. The crusades are awesome. And my faith goes up exponentially when you guys come.
Ready?
It's great.
Are you ready to have some fun tonight?
Oh, I can't wait, man. I'm going to have a blast. I don't know what y'all are going to do, but I'm going to have a great time.
Amen. All right, have a great one.
Guys, how are you guys doing today? What are you guys expecting from the service tonight?
Life changing.
And you, sir? Same thing? How did you guys hear about us? Are you guys excited?
Yes.
Is this your first time?
This is first time, yes.
First time?
Second time.
Okay. All right. Have a blessed one. Doing?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. What are you expecting from the service tonight? What are you expecting from the service tonight?
Oh, I'm expecting God to move mighty.
If you have a few minutes to describe. Because this is not your first time, right?
Yeah, I'm a member of the church, yeah.
Yeah, if you have any words to say and to describe your past experience with the church, what would you say?
Oh, man, you feel this. It's an open heaven when you come here.
Okay. All right. Are you looking forward to having fun tonight?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Are you expecting a miracle?
Oh, definitely. I'm expecting a miracle for everybody that's in here.
Amen. And you, ma'am?
The same. I'm expecting a miracle for not only myself, but everyone that's here.
Are you looking forward to the worship?
Oh, yes.
Amen. I
God bless.
So I believe in miracles.
Our Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracles in Vero Beach at the Heritage Center, 2140 14th Avenue, March the 16th, Saturday, 7 p.m., with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive.
Who God has used powerful to pray for the sick, and many have been set free. Blind eyes have opened in his meetings, deaf ears have heard, the cripple have walked, and many have been set free. It's free admission and free parking. For more information, go to powerevangelism.net.
People that are willing to risk will find favor before the Lord.
For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Good evening, ma'am. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
What are your expectations for the service tonight?
Oh, always a miracle healing service to see Apostle Solid. Been to his crusades before. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
If you had some words to describe what you say.
Say that one more time.
If you had some words to describe, because he's been to your service before, like to describe your past experience with his service as well, would you say?
Definitely miraculous.
Miraculous, okay.
If somebody needs a healing, they definitely need to come through the doors.
Are you looking forward to the worship tonight?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. Been looking forward to it for the last few weeks.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Are you expecting a miracle today?
Expecting, always looking for a miracle for everybody. If it's not for me, for anybody who comes to this door, because I believe in miracles.
Amen.
I'm actually a walking miracle, but I believe in miracles.
Amen.
Yeah.
Enjoy the service. Good evening, sir. How are you doing today?
Good.
What are you expecting from the service tonight?
Well, I'm one of the deliverance ministers here, so okay. I'm coming to see what God has had for us.
Are you looking forward to the worship?
Yes.
Are you expecting a miracle tonight?
Yes.
Amen. God bless. Enjoy the service.
I'm sorry?
I say God bless. Enjoy the service.
Yes, thank you.
Good evening, sir. How are you doing today?
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What are your expectations from the service tonight?
To be delivered and be restored.
Are you started? Okay, that's good. Are you looking forward to the worship?
Yes, sir.
If you have a few words to say, what would you say?
God is able to save abundantly. He heals us when we're broken. He builds back up when we torn down.
Amen. All right, God bless. Enjoy the service.
I believe in miracles.
Our Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracles in Vero Beach at the Heritage Center, 2140 14th Avenue, March the 16th, Saturday, 7 p.m. with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive.
Who God has used powerful to pray for the sick, and many have been set free. Blind eyes have opened in his meetings, deaf ears have heard, the cripple have walked, and many have been set free. It's free admission and free parking. For more information, go to powerevangelism.net.
People that are willing to risk will find favor before the Lord.
For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Ma'am, how are you doing today?
Doing good.
What are you expecting from the service tonight?
Just to feel the power of God. Just expecting him to show up, just to see others experience the Lord. I'm a child of God. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. And I'm just here to, enjoy the service.
Okay. How did you hear about this event?
Through the mail. I received the flyer through the mail.
Through the mail? Mm-hmm. Is this your first time?
No, this is my second time.
Okay. If you had some words to describe your first time, what would it be?
I did experience the God myself personally. And I'm just here to enjoy the service once again.
Okay. Are you looking forward to the worship and the preaching?
What's that?
Are you looking forward towards the worship and the preaching?
Yes, all parts of the service.
Amen.
All parts, yeah.
All right, God bless. Enjoy the service.
Thank you.
Hello. Good evening, ma'am. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. What are you expecting from the service tonight? What are you expecting to happen tonight?
Miracles.
Okay.
Miracles.
Miracle. I'm looking for a miracle.
And you know?
Yeah. I came here with an expectation. Mm-hmm. A miracle.
Okay.
Miracle.
How did you hear about it?
On the television. And I heard Apostle Sally years ago. He used to come to a former church that I used to attend. So when I heard he was in town, my sister called me and we said we'll be here.
Okay.
And I'm looking for another miracle. God bless you.
Don't you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm blessed. The Lord.
What are you expecting from the service tonight?
Oh, expecting a mighty move of God, healing, prophetic, everything that God has for us.
Okay, that's nice. How did you hear about us? How did you hear about this?
I come here. I come to Pastor Schaefer's church anyway.
Okay. Is this your first year or second year?
I'm going to 1 year. 1 year with them.
1 year. Okay, mm-hmm. That's good.
Amen. For the healing power of God.
Amen. Hey, Brendan, how you doing?
Good, how about you?
I'm doing good. What are you expecting from the service tonight?
I am expecting it to be wonderful.
Amen?
Yes.
Any other words?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't have much to say.
You? Thank you, sir.
Caleb.
Caleb, what are you expecting from the service tonight?
Hoping to see a miracle.
Hmm?
Hoping to see a miracle.
Okay. Are you ready to have some fun?
Oh, yes.
Enjoy.
So I believe in miracles.
Our Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracles in Vero Beach at the Heritage Center, 2140 14th Avenue, March the 16th, Saturday, 7 p.m. with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive.
Who God has used powerful to pray for the sick, and many have been set free. Blind eyes have opened in his meetings, deaf ears have heard, the cripple have walked, and many have been set free. It's free mission and free parking. For more information, go to powerevangelism.net.
People that are willing to risk will find favor before the Lord.
For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Go! Oh my God. Oh my, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. If you're in the wheelchair, get up and begin to walk. If you're blind, begin to see. If you're deaf, begin to hear. If you can't taste, begin to test in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I just heard something. There is someone here. There is someone here. You have anosmia, anosmia. You cannot smell nothing. You're suffering from anosmia. They diagnose you with that. You know, you can't smell a perfume. You can't. You have no sense of smell. Come here quickly. There is someone with anosmia. Come on, come here right now. Come on a stage. You have anosmia. Come. Touch me. Come, 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 ready. Yes, touch me. Oh, he. Touch me. My, 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 my. How great thou art. In the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed from anosmia. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. Come. Dancing my soul, my Savior. Pick her up. Oh, pick her up. How great thou art. Come here, come here. How great thou art. worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. What is the Lamb? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is, that is, you are holy, holy, holy. Are you Lord? Are you Lord God Almighty? What is the Lamb? Worthy is the Lamb. What is the Lamb? Worthy is the Lamb. You're holy. You are holy. Come on, worship him now. Oh, are you Lord? Are you Lord? Yoga knows me too. Come on, come on. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy, holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Oh my. You're holy. You are holy. Worship, worship. Oh, are you Lord? Bring me the girl over there with the lamp on her breast in the back. Oh my. How long have you had this?
I caught walking pneumonia. It's been 26 years ago, and my taste went, my senses fell.
So you lost your sense of sense, ma'am, 26 years ago? 26
years ago, I caught pneumonia. Huh? I caught the walking pneumonia.
Oh, you caught pneumonia and you lost your sense of smell. You are holy. God's going to restore this now. Close your eyes. You are holy. There is a creative miracle. God is taking anosmia out of you. Are you Lord? Watch. There is. Watch. Worthy is the Lamb. 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 Yeah. Worthy is the Lamb. Oh. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Stretch your right hand like this. Your right one. You're gonna smell for the first time. Put on your nose.
Sweet.
It smells sweet. Come on. For the first time, she has smelled something sweet. For the first time. For the first time, she smelled something sweet. Something sweet. Something sweet. Something sweet. Something sweet. Something sweet. The earth is full of His glory. The earth is full of His glory. The earth is full of His glory. He's
one more time.
The earth is full of His glory. The earth is full of His glory. The earth is full of Who has done this for you? Who has done this for you? Who has done this for you?
The Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Give Him praise. God bless you. She said, listen to this. She said, it smelled good. Isn't that amazing? That's a sweet perfume. God bless you. That's beautiful. God bless you. What's going on here?
Apostle Sully, and I just want to tell you the story real quick. When we came in town for a crusade last time, I stayed at the Fairfield, and I met him, and I was preaching to him to come, told him about you.
What has happened now?
He came here believing God for a miracle, and he has a problem smelling. He's never been able to discern the...
I can't tell the difference. I can smell, but I don't know the difference. Yeah, so since I was...
Now, you want to be... Is he smelling? Is he wants prayer?
He wants prayer because he can't discern. Like, when he smells, he doesn't know what it smells like.
All right, the guy's going to fix that. Talk to me. Where's the perfume? Bring your hand right here. Wait, I need that lady. You come right here. Put your hand out. Not him. Right. I've got to pray for him first. So, for 26 years, she could not smell nothing.
That.
You can smell on this side. Now, let's get this side to go. Say, my... Which side is that? Left? Say, my left side.
My left side.
Open up.
Open up.
Your sense. Is now active.
Now active.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Give me your left hand. Go ahead.
It's open. Thank you, Jesus.
Give God praise for that miracle. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. 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 I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what is all for me. Come on. Took back what is all for me. Come on. Took back what is all for me.
So I believe in miracles.
Our Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracle in Vero Beach at the Heritage Center, 2140 14th Avenue, March the 16th, Saturday, 7 p.m. with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive.
Who God has used powerful to pray for the sick, and many have been set free. Blind eyes have opened in his meetings, deaf ears have heard, the cripple have walked, and many have been set free. It's free mission and free parking. For more information, go to powerevangelism.net.
People that are willing to risk will find favor before the Lord.
For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
The Bible says that I was healed 2,000 years ago. While you're doing your job, I know my God knows what He's doing. I'm going to share a few testimonies with you to help you understand how to withdraw from the supernatural realm so you will never ever limit God. Everybody said, the natural. Somebody said after me, the natural
has its voice. The supernatural has its voice. What I believe is what the word of God says. So what does God say about your problem? I'm here to say that all your problems are challenges, and they are not problems. You know why? Because you're in the glory. What does he say? He goes before you to level every crooked place. What? Straight. Crooked place. Level it what? Straight. Are you broke? God is about to straighten you up. In the name of Jesus. He's about what? Straighten you up. And how does he that? How does he do that? Bless you. The blessing of God makes rich and it adds no sorrow. So God wants to put something in your possessions. Limitations are set by the enemy to hinder you. When you see limitations, they come in forms of mountains, seasons, and they come in different dimensions. So when you're faced with a limitation, I just need 5 more minutes to break this one down for you so you can get it. Every limitation the enemy has put in your life has a timetable. Oh yes. Because Satan is not the Almighty. And he doesn't have the final say. Who has the final say? Our God has the final say. So it has a time clock. So within the ticking time of your bandage, the enemy is looking for what I call compromise from you. So as he pressures you and you begin compromising, it's called extended stay. So when his time expires, he stays there because of your permission. And how does he gain permission? By you claiming him. My diabetes, my stroke, my cancer, my thyroid, my fibroids, my fibromyalgia. Because now you are claiming it. So as you claim it, now you come in agreement with the stranger. What does the word of God say? They overcame him. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, do not welcome that stranger. Fight him off. Your first name may be John and your last name may be Peter, whatever it is. But there is another name that you don't know that I'm about to introduce to you that belongs to you. Look at your neighbor. Your name is Overcomer. Somebody say hallelujah. The Bible said, and they overcame him. What does that mean? And Peter overcame him. And Jackie overcame him. And Andrew overcame him. And whatever who you are, your name, you overcame him. By what? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. What brings your freedom? The blood. What brings your testimony? The blood. What brings your freedom? The Holy Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So when I am in the Spirit, I am free. I'm an overcomer. Can somebody shout at me? I'm an overcomer. Say, I have overcome the thing. Your cancer is living now. Because you're an overcomer, some say I receive it. Your poverty is living, some say I receive it. Your HIV shall leave, say I receive it. Your pain will go. In the name of Jesus. There was a woman a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. She was in 20 years of pain and had to give her morphine because of the pain. She walked in the glory. All the pain left. Pastor Brandon, she's free. She's trying to get up, but make sure she's ready, because if she's not ready, we ain't gonna force it. Please. Pain left. 20 years of severe pain. that I enjoy. Let's clap to Jesus for that. Years of pain, just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Gone. When we're in the glory, time is not a factor. 20 years can become a second. A mountain becomes a stepping stone. Why do you say, even if your faith is as little as that of the mustard seed, you command the mountain to go and it will go? He never said, pray the mountain away. Oh, we've been praying this thing, but we don't see nothing. Because you're praying the mountain. He never told you to pray to the mountain. He said, speak to it. He said, what do you mean by that? So open your mouth and decree. I say, you mountain, you shall live. And as you speak to it, it has to respond. It has to go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, we witnessing creative miracles. Some of you are missing body organs. God is going to put new body organs there. Somebody say hallelujah. Yes, God can put new body organs there. So what he says in his word, as we study it, he says in his word, I want to finish by saying this. The Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? The non-believers shall come to the brightness of thy rising. Why are they coming to the brightness? Because the brightness is Jesus that is being revealed through you. That's the light that shines and extends through you. And some of you receive instant healing, gradual healing, instant miracles. And sometimes it happens in progress. But it does happen. Why? Because with God, all things are possible. I was ministering in Vero Beach and they brought a young man, 20 years old, cannot talk and cannot hear. I rebuked that spirit. And then I commanded him to repeat after me. Say mama. He said mama. Say Jesus. He said Jesus. You know why? Because the ears opened and the tongue was loosed from that spirit. In the glory, we can speak to mountains and they will go. How do we receive? When we believe, then we shall receive. That's what's happening over here. For the next 2 more days that are left, make it a plan with God to connect with your breakthrough. Hunger and thirst. What a better place you can enter in and receive. Where's Brother Francis? Is he here? Come here. Did you come with your son? Bring your son here. I want you to look at this boy. God always tells me things when I'm preaching, sometime to talk about, to let his people know. Now, what you see here with your eyes
prophetic word coming to pass. When this boy was in the mother's womb, is your wife here? Come, oh, right here. Come stand next to your husband. When he was in the womb, the doctors say that your child is going to be born disabled, retarded, whatever. He said, I will not take this. That's exactly what he told me when he came to my office. I will not take this. And when I showed up at the service, I began to prophesy. Very intelligent, smart boy. Perfect what came to pass. One of his testicles did not drop when he was born. The doctors said, we're going to do surgery and put a plastic one there. The mother came. I held him. And I said, God puts another one there. So when she went to the hospital for them to do the surgery, they said, let us run one more test to see. Let's hear the mother what the doctors told her. What did the doctors told you after we prayed?
After Apostle prayed for me, the doctors told me they were going to have surgery on him because his left testicle didn't drop and they were going to put a prostate testicle there. But after a prayer, I believed, and I believed that God would supernaturally put a testicle there. And when I went for a recheck before the surgery, when the doctors checked, they found a testicle there. And the doctor was like, what? I don't remember this being here. But I just give God praise because he put it there.
God bless you very much. Someone shout hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Isn't that amazing how God can preach to doctors? God can give the doctors a message. Someone say amen. Say, I want my miracle right now. I want my miracle right now. So we're going to withdraw from the glory. So God can bring organs that are missing in your body and put them there in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're missing anything in your body, no, God could do it for you. All things are possible when we believe. When we believe, we receive. When we believe, what happens? We receive, which means those of you who have been losing hair, I'm going to pray for you either tonight or tomorrow, and your hair is going to start to grow back. The hair you lost will come back with more hair in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Say, I believe and I receive it. The other thing that can happen for you when you're in the glory is that not only can God bless you physically, but also he can bless you financially, which means he can put you in a position where you are operating in favor, and this favor is what unlocks God's glory into your life. Somebody say amen. He's shining through you. So some of you need financial breakthrough. God is going to give it to you in the atmosphere of his glory. So when you're in the atmosphere of his glory, the impossible becomes what? Possible. Somebody say hallelujah. The limitations are what? Removed. Barriers are thrown away in the mighty name of Jesus. Yokes are destroyed.
So I believe in miracles.
Our Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracle in Vero Beach at the Heritage Center, 2140 14th Avenue, March the 16th, Saturday, 7 p.m. with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive.
Who God has used powerful to pray for the sick, and many have been set free. Blind eyes have opened in his meetings, deaf ears have heard, the cripple have walked, and many have been set free. It's free admission and free parking. For more information, go to powerevangelism.net.
People that are willing to risk will find favor before the Lord.
For more information, call 561-337-9018. or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
I got to talk about your testimony. Come here. Bring your mom, Patricia, quickly. Listen to this. He told me to talk about her testimony. This woman you see here, last year in August, we had a crusade at the Kravis Center, and she came to the service. I want you to share the testimony for them while she's coming.
Hallelujah. My mom, she suffered from diabetes, and she was diagnosed with chronic kidney disease. The kidney was disformed, and she would have to be on dialysis. As in, like, sooner or later, she would have kidney failure. And at the Kravis Center, a pastor had a word of knowledge and prayed with people with kidney problems, and she came forward, and he called all my family over, and he prayed, and he said that God was going to give my mom a new kidney. And then when they do ultrasound, like, when the result come in, the doctor was shocked because her right kidney, her left kidney, everything was normal. Like, literally, mama have a new kidney.
Now listen to this. We did not pay her to testify, neither did we pay the doctors to give this report. God took care of it. Here's the medical report. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. A prophetic word was spoken. A creative miracle was released. And here is the proof. Tell the devil, God is real. I believe and I receive it. God bless you. Watch this. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? Say, we shall believe the report of the Lord. Say one more time. Now tell your neighbor, believe the report of the Lord. Say it again. Neighbor, believe his report. Believe the Lord's report. Let's give him a shout of praise one more time. Come on. I spoke what I heard. When she came forward, I spoke what I heard. God gave me the word, speak it over her. I spoke it, and the Lord brought it to pass. I didn't speak anything else but what I heard God speak to me. And that's what I'm releasing to you right now. The Lord is telling me to tell you, don't let the devil steal the word from you. Don't let the snake steal it from you. Yes, they say, well, God don't do miracles. Those are snakes. He does miracles. Well, God doesn't heal today. Those are snakes. God heals today. Well, I don't believe in the Holy Ghost. Those are snakes. The Holy Ghost is for real. Anything that deception is a snake. Don't believe them. Believe the word of God and hold firm unto it. Let me tell you something. It works. Get this word, apply it on your life, on your husband. It works. I've seen people change. I've seen people change.
I believe in miracles.
Our Evangelist Ministries presents One Night of Miracle in Vero Beach at the Heritage Center, 2140 14th Avenue, March the 16th, Saturday, 7 p.m., with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive.
Who God has used powerful to pray for the sick, and many have been set free. Blind eyes have opened in his meetings, deaf ears have heard, the cripple have walked, and many have been set free. It's free admission and free parking. For more information, go to powerevangelism.net.
People that are willing to risk will find favor before the Lord.
For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
In my life. Now step seven times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We break Give the priest clap over.
Thank you. hear the word restoration.
Thank you, Lord.
I hear the word restoration. The word is restoration. And whatever the devil stole from you is broken.
Thank you, Lord.
You recover what belongs to you.
Yes.
Father, I give you praise. And when I looked at you there, I saw you counting a lot of money. I don't know what is happening, but you're about to get something in that area. I saw you counting a lot of money. Hey, don't find it in the back room so you can get some of that money. That's how it is. May God give you wisdom when it comes. How to spend it. God bless you. Let me alone you. Pastor, come here. Come on, come on. Another hand. Another hand. Yes, this is my hand. This is my hand. This is my hand. I give you praise. Good. Start with it. A few days ago, God woke me up. A few months ago, He showed me. Stop laughing about what the jealousy people have done to mess your life and frustrate your life. It's not compared to what God is about to do. It's not compared to what God is about to do. As a matter of fact, you won't even remember who they were. That's how it is.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.
my friend. You've stood by me till the end. When all others cease to be, I look around and you're there with me. Whenever I'm in trouble, Lord, you're there. When I feel like dying, oh Lord, you care. Lord, you